And I believe I have with me on the phone Rabbi Gatrin.
Good morning, Ilan.
Good morning, Rabbi. How are you?
Baruch Hashem. Thank God. Everything is wonderful.
That's good.
Another week.
Another week.
Now we start the special time of getting ready for Rosh Hashanah.
The busy month.
It's a busy month.
Elul.
That's right. It's a busy month for everyone, and not only physically, but also spiritually.
Yeah.
If this is the month that we're not going to be spiritual in any means of the way, then which month will we be? So I thought that we'll do two segments. We'll do this week, we'll talk about Rosh Hashanah. Next week, which will be the last time we'll talk before Rosh Hashanah, we can do more the laws, the customs, and the different types of food. But so let's talk a little bit about what is Rosh Hashanah. Well, obviously everyone knows what Rosh Hashanah is, the birthday of the universe, the day that God created Adam and Eve, and it's celebrated as the head of the Jewish year. When is Rosh Hashanah this year? It is going to be, it begins at sundown on September 29th on Sunday evening and continues through nightfall of October 1st. Now, the Jewish New Year, Rosh Hashanah, actually means head of the year. So just like the head controls the body in a human being, our actions on Rosh Hashanah have a tremendous impact on the rest of the year. It is a day of prayer, a time to ask God to grant us the year of peace, prosperity, blessing. But, which people tend to forget, it is also a joyous day. It's not only a time that you have to be in synagogue all day and praying, but it's a joyous day. Why? Because it's a day when we proclaim God King of the universe. And the Kabbalists explain and teach that the continued existence of the universe that we live in depends on God's desire for a world, and a desire that is renewed by God when we accept His kingship each year on Rosh Hashanah. So now everyone knows now, you know, what Rosh Hashanah is, but there is a month that leads up to Rosh Hashanah, and that is called the month of Elul, which is a time for spiritual stock taking. And it gives us the opportunity to stop, think, what have I done this past year? What was I going to do? What did I accomplish? What didn't I do? And how am I going to be different? Just like you have a business that sometimes they need to shut down for a few days or a week or two to take a stock taking, to take inventory, to see where they're going, to see how they did. That gives them the ability that when they reopen, they will be on a state that they know exactly what, how, and where they're going. That's the exact same thing with us. And that's where we have this month of Elul. It is also brought down that the concept that is brought down in Shir HaShirim, the Song of Songs, which was written by King Solomon, which talks about Anila Zodi V'Zodi Li, I am to my beloved as my beloved is to me, which obviously he was referring to that in physical terms in the marriage. However, it goes deeper. Anila Zodi V'Zodi Li, I am to my beloved as my beloved is to me, is talking to our relationship between us and God. And it is brought down that in this month of Elul, there is something which is called Melech Basadeh, that the king is in the field. And what does that mean? That normally, when you want to go and see a king, or you want to go and see the queen, you need to make an appointment, you need to be allowed in, you need to go through security, you need to go through people, the secretary, so on and so forth, and finally, you can go into the palace, into the chamber of where the queen or the king is sitting to have your appointment. When it comes to the month of Elul, which is this month before Rosh Hashanah, it says God is Melech, who is the king of everyone. Basada is in the field. Now obviously this is a metaphor, but what does this mean? It means that God is in the field. He's here in this world. He says, you don't need an appointment. You don't need to ask permission. Come and talk to me. I'm right here. I'm waiting for you to come and speak to me. No appointment necessary. And this gives us the opportunity to come to God before Rosh Hashanah, not on Rosh Hashanah, before Rosh Hashanah to express your sorriness of what you've done, asking for forgiveness, expressing the joy where you've come from, what you've done, how you've changed, that when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, God does look and say, ah, who is this guy? Is he a stranger or this person? I've seen them before. I know who they are. I want to be able to give them that they should have what they need. And that's the idea of Melech Basad. That's the idea of this month. And how do we take advantage of this special time? Through three pillars, which it brings down in the Pirkei Avot, in Ethics of Our Father, the principal teaching of how we, as people, are supposed to act with people and with Hashem, with God. That there are three pillars of the world. There is tefillah, prayer. There is Torah, learning. And there's tzedakah, there's charity. And if you go and look, that when an individual person takes Torah and you learn, whether it be, you may learn every single day, but you take upon yourself an extra 2 or 3 minutes, that's adding. Prayer, you may pray once a week, pray twice a week. Tzedakah, charity, doesn't only mean giving money to an institution, to an organization, to poor people. Go and help someone. Be there for someone. Listen to someone. Maybe someone that you're not necessarily close to. You're spending a little bit of extra time with that individual person. So we have the concept of allowing us to connect to Hashem, to God. Now, there is a instrument that we use to help us awaken ourselves, to help us be in the mood and be ready for God's crowning of Him as the King. And that is the famous shofar that everyone knows about. And the shofar was used many different reasons. And some of the reasons that we also use it today, normally, before a king is crowned king, to proclaim his sovereignty on the whole country, trumpets are sounded before the newly crowned king does all of that.
Rabbi, I must stop you. There is alarm and we have to evacuate the studio. Can I call you when we are back?
You can definitely try. I have a meeting a little later, but
I will try.
And if we can, we can. If not, we'll continue off next week.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
See you well. Okay, bye-bye.
That was Rabbi Katherine, and I'm sorry we had to cut the interview. I'm going to leave you with music till we are done.